Camp Life, the program side.
A weekly podcast for summer camp professionals, hosted by Kerr Jackson and Chris Callow.
Now it's time for another entertaining episode exploring the fantastical world of summer camp programming.
Hey, welcome back to Scamp Life, the programming side, to part two.
Feels like forever.
Build of our specialty camp ideas. I'm Kurt. That is Chris.
Somebody's listening going, part two. I missed part one. I got to go back and find it.
All right. So we just keep going, or how are things going since we last talked?
The quarter I was playing with in my hand, I dropped it. And so I picked it back up.
A lot's happened is what you're saying. A lot's happened.
I need to find another fidget to play with while I record.
Is that what you do? Are you a fidgeter?
And I've been playing. I don't know if you can see, I have a safety pin, and because you can move it. It's movable like a safety pin. You squeeze it. I have stabbed myself so many times.
What?
And I put it down so I can shoot the corner for a little bit to see if that would help. But it's not as fun because it's just solid. It doesn't move. So I need something. I have a couple of jump drives here that open and close.
So you were never into, like, you're a fidgeter, but you didn't do like fidget spinners and the little fidget type of toys.
I was too. They came out. I was old. So those were toys. Oh, no. I love them when I have them.
But yeah.
Fidget spinners, like, they almost take too much of my brain. Like, I go faster. Yeah. See if I can get them faster. Loud. They're not super quiet for a radio. I try and find quiet things to fidget with.
I had an executive director that I worked for, and she would doodle. That was her thing. So I'd be like, Kathleen, are you paying attention to me? She's getting everything I'm saying and everything everybody's saying. Mm-hmm. She just doodling as well.
Yep.
And yeah, that was her thing. Could try that.
I have a lazy eye. And so I don't like to make eye contact with people because then my eye sometimes goes lazy. And so I either blink a whole lot or I won't make eye contact. I'll look around. And so I'm constantly like, I got to look at people because they think I'm ignoring them.
Oh, interesting.
So I try not to doodle or anything so people think I'm paying attention to them when they're talking. But that's another reason. I don't like to make eye contact with people.
A lot of times when I'm talking to somebody, I look away and it's just me processing what I'm going to say. But when I'm listening to somebody, it's full on eye contact. But when I'm talking, I'm like, that. And I'm looking everywhere else. Interesting.
I also refuse to get an Apple Watch because people get texts through them. And so they'll look at them. But then in my mind, I see people, I think they're looking at their time because they're bored talking to me. Like, oh, how long does this person last? Right. So I refuse trying to think of others because I know I would be looking at the Apple Watch and seeing
when you
just
go
stab
and you
myself again.
Oh, great. When you go and present at a conference, do you pick up on that stuff when people are like looking at their watch and everything?
Yes.
Really?
So
interesting.
And that, because I've said before too, if you want to leave, if this isn't the class for you, kills me if someone gets up because that's all I can think of. And then I'm rewinding in my head, what did I say wrong? What did I say something that ticked them off?
We've talked about this before, but I didn't know it was like even the watches. Because when I'm presenting, like everybody's a blur to me. I don't remember them. I don't until after. Like if they come up after, then I totally remember those encounters, but I don't see their faces. And I usually look over their heads anyways, but it's just, I'm nervous. I want to make sure I'm thinking about what I'm going to say and trying to be charismatic if at all possible. Mm-hmm. It's easy when I'm doing it with you because you take all the heavy lifting. You're just like, you're Chris. And I just sit there going, I'm going to add a couple things here and there and I'm good. But when I'm on my own, there's just a blur of a sea of people.
Focus. And if you are a person that nods when I'm talking or is like you're focused,
you focus
in,
on them,
then I'm like glaring at you the whole time because like, you're giving me the attention I want. So I am going to only talk to you. Screw everyone else that is listening.
I've been that person and it's super uncomfortable in the audience. You're like, yep. And then, they're looking right at me. Okay. But then you can't stop because you're like, now if I stop, they'll be upset. Yeah.
So Philip Drake, I apologize in Pennsylvania. You should not have nodded at me. And because then full attention on you because I know you're listening and you like what I'm saying.
That's
sorry.
Awesome.
That's what you get for nodding.
So good. All right. Let's get back into our second part of these specialty camps. And again, I'm so torn because I love traditional camp. I love that there's a variety of things you do and there's more kids and more staff and we get to do skits and songs and all this stuff. But I also love specialty camps so much because it's the kids that don't go to the traditional camp. And they're like so thankful and usually they're more respectful and they're just really into whatever it is. So I love both of them equally for different reasons.
You have to think too, like not everyone has the same feeling about camp that I do. So not everyone likes traditional camp. And so so even though I think camp should be done this way and this is the best way, and even if you're coming to special camp, you're going to do these camp activities. No, they needs to be special for them. Because you are getting a different crowd than would come to traditional camp.
Completely different experience. And I think a lot of parents are appreciative too. They're like, oh, my kid is really into something and I can't get them to go. Thank you so much for offering this.
Yeah.
So, well, the first one I've got is cooking. Cooking camps, popular, but there are certain things that you can do. You can specifically hone in on one type of dish, maybe like, oh, this is Italian week, or this is Mexican food week. A lot of the kids, even learning how to chop stuff, that is a perfect place to start. There's kid-friendly knives. Everybody gets an apron. We did one camp where you got your apron, the kids got to be crafty and make it their own, decorate it, their little chef hats. So there's more than just cooking you can do. And there's also mixing as far as you can do smoothies. And there's all kinds of kid-friendly foods you can teach them to make. And it can be a lot of fun. So I really like cooking camp.
Yeah. That's one we're adding this year to our camp choices. They're going to get a chance if they wanted to sign up for cooking, they can. So our instructor loves to bake and things like that. So a lot of it of ours will be baking.
Oh, baking. Yeah, that'd be good.
We have in our retreat center, we have a little kitchen in there for the retreat groups. And that's where, so the cooking class, because they're keeping it, I think 10 and less is they can sign up for They're going to be in there. That's going to be their classroom, is they're going to be in that smaller kitchen. So they're not using the commercial kitchen. We need it for traditional camp anyway. Right. Or the rest of the food meals and stuff, but they're going to make all their stuff in the little kitchenette. So it should work. I'm excited.
See how nice. So. Nice.
My first one on part two here is survival camp. In some way, you hear wilderness camp, but I'm thinking literal survivor type camp. Like you run it like Survivor. Like give them the tents, give them fire ahead of time. Don't be that mean and feed them. They're playing survivor type games and they're doing different activities that are very survival-y and even learning kind of some of those survival skills while they're doing it. But it's survivor camp.
So you wouldn't put like the kind of the game component to it?
Oh, yeah. No, I definitely do the survivor game. Don't do the voting off the island.
Right.
The kid home early. Sorry, you vote off day one. You're out. But you got to feed them and give them fire and things like that. But yeah, no, definitely do the fun.
The challenges and stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. We used to have Survivor as a theme for our day camps. It was always the first week. It was so popular. And we did, I remember one year, because we had a theme day that was like a color war day. And so it'd be all challenges and everything. And each color group had two counselors that were part of it. And we did have a voting off, but you voted off one of their counselors. And so, and usually if you get voted off, you're like, you're bummed that you're that good. That's the athletic one. Because he's really good at challenges. We got to get him out. Or she's really smart. We got to get her out. But yeah, no, it was fun. So going along with that would be outdoor adventure. That's my next specialty camp.
Yeah.
But this would not have the survival game component. It is all the outdoor adventure, whether you're doing backpacking, tent setup, cooking on outdoor. It's outdoor living skills.
We called it wilderness camp.
Yeah, we used to call it OLS, outdoor living skills. Mm-hmm. So the same thing. And so there's all knot tying. There's so much you can do with that. And again, these aren't the kids that are going to go to Harry Potter camp, but they are very specific types of kids that are into the outdoors. And a lot of times they come with knowing a lot of different things as well. So it can be a lot of fun. But yeah, outdoor adventure.
Yeah. Next on my list, fishing camp. This is, especially in this area, fishing is a huge, I cannot believe how many people like fishing as much as they do. But learning about reels and rods and the types of fish, and then even learning how to, is you call it skin a fish? I can't think of what it's called, where you scale.
Just skin, scale, and scale gut. Fish.
Scale and gut, yeah.
Yeah.
But, so this is something we had at our Boy Scout camp that they did this. And so there was a whole, there was a whole shack, and the fishing shack that you went and learned all this stuff. It was a big deal. Kids loved it.
My grandpa would take me fishing, but he'd go with one of his buddies too. And so they'd talk and I would just be fishing. Yeah, I was so bored. I never caught anything. And I'd get my line tangled up. So fishing is not my thing. But here in Destin, the open water fishing is huge.
Oh, yeah.
It's like they go out on boats and everything else. Mm-hmm. It's a big deal. So I don't know. Maybe give it a try.
I liked in Illinois, we had the Illinois River, and we had the fishing for the Asian carp, the ones that jump out of the water.
Oh.
So you actually fish with a bow and arrow.
So you're
trying to shoot them out of the water and then reel them in. And
can't you just get a net really and a boat?
You can do that too, but it's not quite as fun.
Easier.
People don't usually eat them. They're not for eating. They're not a good.
Oh, so it's just killing them?
It's really just the sport. And they're an invasive species. I think open like season is year round.
Here's the thing. We're an invasive species too. Mixed. All right, but fishing. Cool. Yeah. So my next one is circus. Mm-hmm. I know nothing about circus camp, but I know there are circus camps.
Mm-hmm.
And there are varying degrees of circus camps where there's ones with a whole trapeze setup and everything else. And then there's your little clown and juggling circus. But if you can put together something, kids love to do that kind of thing. I don't know that circus it's captured our minds somehow, where it's entertainment and it's a variety show and there's high flying this and high flying that. And I guess there's not animals anymore. I haven't been to a circus in a while, but that's done away with. Yeah. But there's motorcycles. And
if I knew of a circus camp as a kid, I would have been there.
Oh, you totally would have.
Love it.
You totally would have. Yep.
Next on my list, and this is another thing huge in this area, we have all the schools do it, but we have archery camp. And it's a big thing, learning how to shoot, probably because a lot of it's hunting. But we have archery teams as a sport in all of our schools. We have several kids that do it, and it's a year-long sport. Unlike basketball has a season, archery is the whole year. It seems like it's a very big thing around here.
So in high school, my mom was on the archery team.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought that was so cool. I went to four different high schools. Not one of them had an archery program.
I say I didn't have it offered to me as a kid.
Yeah.
We have them here, and I think that'd be so cool.
You did an archery camp, would you have the compound and like the longbows?
I would, and we have that now. Like we have our compound bows. We teach traditional archery, the shooting.
Okay.
We have the recurve bows. That we use
recurve,
for aerial.
There you go. Yeah. Yep.
Use those for aerial archery or the archery tag. There you get the long bows for the long shooting. I do the crossbows. Like I would get them all. It's just awesome. So.
And then would you do archery tag? Would you make it like a whole, hey, we're going to do.
The whole week, everything would be around it.
Right? You make your own arrows and
I would even do probably atlatls, which is like giant bows, like the giant spears. Oh no, it is so cool. Cause we have so many things. I want to add in an archery trail at the camp where you walk and shoot kind of thing. And there's just a lot of that. I was looking up other ideas for camps one time, and somebody did this one where I can't remember what it's called, but it's, you don't just stand there and shoot. Like you climb up in a tree and you have to shoot, or there's all these different like ways to do archery. That is really
fun. Yeah, I think there's a lot to do because you'd also, you do the glow in the dark. archery.
We just got that in here, so I'm super pumped.
What was that? Remember the archery tag thing had the air blowing the targets up and they would be just floating, the floating targets? There's a lot you can do. And there's so many. I've got a post on all those different games you can do for archery. And there's just, that would make a fun camp. I would totally
all the specialty camps I have right now, that's probably the one I could run the easiest because I have almost everything already.
For sure. So. For sure. All right, my next one is drawing and animation. So this is, you'll see Parks and Rec offer this as a specialty camp a lot, just as long as you get the right person who can obviously draw and teach animation and that type of thing. So much you can do. I used to draw as a kid. And I was semi okay. Now I can't draw to save my life. Like I'm good at stick figures, but beyond that, forget it. But as a kid, I didn't mind taking the time to do it just right. I'd draw cars and like little characters and stuff. And I was totally into it. So that'd be a popular one with the right kid.
Next on my list is one we actually offer here at our camp, and they've offered it for years, is paintball camp. Choked when I talk paintball camp. And they play paintball pretty much all week. And they learn, they really just play all different games and scenarios and different things like that. It's pretty popular here, and so we're going to keep it going. But
do you have targets? Do you do the kind of a target thing?
So they have targets that are hanging. They have where they're playing against each other. They're playing different competitions. There's
capture the flag. Yes. And
they have a lot of different games that they do out there, and so they usually, it's so funny because by the end of the week they all have welts on them. Like, oh my goodness, they just play paintball all week and they love it.
So I ran a paintball camp at the day camp that was in Southern California in San Diego, and we were not a travel camp. We were like on a big bus traveling hundreds of miles travel camp, but every day our kids would get in a couple of vans and we go somewhere. And so for paintball camp, we went to a different paintball place every day. And the last one, the Friday was always the big day, right, of these camps. And we went to this paintball field area business, whatever you want to call it, in LA. And they had, I don't say Hollywood sets necessarily, but their paintball arenas were incredible. And you were hiding inside of vehicles and around these like structures. It was so cool. I was never really that good at it. I would last probably about the middle, but it was fun. And they had, I think, three different arenas to choose from. So that's a way you can do it and not have your own camp, your own stuff on your property.
I was just at a camp not that long ago, and they had an amazing setup. Like, it was two stories, incredible.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And I'm like, oh, this is really cool. Where'd you get? And they said, we worked with our local high school, and they had a play. And when they were done, we bought the set off of them.
No way. What a great
That's
idea.
That's really smart.
Helping
out the local school, too. So I'm like, I've been keep an eye on the schools and all our plays that we have going on around here. Like,
right?
What you got? I need a two-story house.
Oh, that's a great idea. That'd be a great idea to, depending on what they have, but if you're doing an escape room at camp and you're like, okay, they just did this theme, I'm going to make an escape room around that theme and I'm going to take all their stuff. Bam. Mm-hmm.
Work with them. Definitely.
Yeah. Cool. I love that. All right. So my next one is film and video and doing it like, I should say YouTube and TikTok, right? So it can be an influencer camp. Kids, they're all into this, right? So they're all, you ask a group of kids, what do you want to be when you grow up? And most of them are going to say, I want to be an influencer. But if you also give them the harsh realities of here's what, here, you're not going to be Mr. Beast, right?
Yeah.
All these people who have YouTube channels or TikToks that aren't getting the views, they don't have the followers. That's a reality. But teach them the best practices, tips and tricks, have a lot of fun with it. Give them a lot of creativity, freedom to do what they want. I think that would be a huge camp and a great way to, so they're not on the out on their own, just coming up with nonsense or doing prank videos, but actually say, hey, look, let's do this. And you can actually make a difference with your video, your channel, if you want. And here's all the ways. I think it'd be a great camp.
I like that. It's very in right now. It's,
yeah.
Cool. Next one for me is like a specific sport type of camp.
Sure.
So we have one of ours is we have golf camp. And so we have a guy that enjoys golfing. And so we have a golf course just barely right down the road. It's not very far from us at all. And so we'll go there. They'll play around golf, things like that. Learn about it, learn how to play it. They usually come back here. They drive golf balls over the lake, try and get to the other side of the lake.
Cool.
That was fun. We joined them in that because I'm like, oh, I definitely need to do that. But
who was the one going into the lake to get all the balls?
Nobody. They're just there.
They're just there.
Filling the lake. But because they sink, they don't float.
Right.
Yeah. So some kind of specific sport for your camp.
The big ones that I've seen are tennis camps and soccer camps. Those are two huge ones. But yeah, Frisbee, Ultimate Frisbee. And there's so many.
Frisbee camp.
Why not?
And you just left the ultimate off at first. I was like, Frisbee camp.
Because I was thinking like Frisbee golf. Okay, yeah. Let's try with the Aerobee now.
I love it.
All right. My next one is fashion design and sewing camp. There are very specific kids that would be into this. I'm not one of them. I know nothing about this. I have no interest in it. But I actually do enjoy watching like things like Project Runway. I think to see what they're given and what they come up with, I find that fascinating. And so if you've got somebody, a contract instructor that really knows their stuff, you could have fashion design camp. It'd be so much fun. They'd draw out their ideas. They sew one of them together, or you could have just a sewing camp and they make little, I don't know, fun animals, stuffed animals or something like that. They could do a crochet camp or knitting camp too. All of that stuff that would go into creating something. I always wish I learned to sew. I don't know how to sew, and I know it's not real hard to do the basic stuff, but that's something. I never had a sewing machine to be able to do that, but yeah.
Autumn wants to learn all that. She wants to make her own dresses and stuff.
Yeah,
that's what she wants to do. So
it's popular things, kids.
The next one on my list is astronomy or even like a space camp. And so you'd have a lot. This would be a cool like doing late at night. You sleep during the day, stay up at night, do all your space and astronomy stuff and learning about that. One of the Boy Scout camps in Illinois that we were kind of sister camps to had their own observatory. And like they had it there on the grounds. That's awesome. That'd be so cool.
Wow. You can do NASA stuff during the day. Mm-hmm. NASA has a big program and they got all kinds of resources for kids.
Water rockets launching and stuff.
For sure. Yeah. No, I think there's a lot of stuff you can do with that. That's cool. My next one is magic camp. Love me some magic. I did a after school program. I am not a magician, but I do enjoy doing little magic tricks, especially for the kids. Working at camps, I learned some stuff just to entertain the kids. And so many of the tricks that you can buy are self-working, but you can also learn some basic card tricks, some that are maybe a little bit more difficult. And teach them to the kids. And then at the end of the session, they put on a little magic show. Each of the kids does one. You say, okay, you've got this trick. You've got this illusion. And divide them up. And as the show goes on, each kid comes out and does their illusion. It's a lot of fun if you're into magic and or if you have a staff person that's into magic.
Yeah.
It's easy to run.
That would have been another one I would have signed up for as a kid. Definitely done some magic stuff. Next on my list, and this is pretty popular. In fact, the Boy Scouts have an entire camp over on the East Coast that does this, but scuba camp. You are learning scuba diving, all that stuff, how to do all that. Yeah, that can definitely be a big one. We only have a pool here, and it's only 4 feet deep. I guess we have a lake, but not very fun to scuba dive in the lake. We can't see anything, but it's really murky. go scuba diving in the 4 foot pool. But yeah, that would be depending on where you're, what you have available.
So I ran a scuba camp in San Diego, and what I did, because we had freedom to come up with our own camps. Mm-hmm. And like I said, we had 15 passenger vans. We could take them anywhere. So what I did is I became scuba certified first. And then with the business that I did that with, I said, hey, would you like if I put together a scuba camp, we use you, and the kids basically pay a certain amount, enough to cover their costs. And then we made some for the transportation, all that. And it worked out great. We only, I think we had 8 kids. So we would drive them to the business. First, we did all the book work. You had to do all the book work. So the first day was all book work. They got them to do their tests, passed, took them there. They did the pool stuff throughout the week. And on the last day, we took a boat and went out to, being in San Diego, that's easy.
Yeah,
so
it's easy.
Take a boat out to the islands and do our open water. And it was so much fun. It was so good. It was a lot of work to put together, but you can definitely do it that way. You don't have to have your own facilities. Yeah. So yeah, it's awesome. My next one is music production and DJ camp. I used to be for a while as a mobile DJ. And so I did a DJ after school program, basically taught kids how to run the equipment. Super simple. Once you know what you're doing, how to put it together, a playlist, basically how to be a DJ for parties and that type of stuff. Music production, I know nothing about, but if you get the right person, I could see them like, hey, we're going to put beats together and we're going to do this. I don't know what it's about, but doing a music production and DJ camp would be fun.
All right. Important question. What was your DJ name?
I didn't have a DJ name.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. I know. Lame.
Disappointing.
I know. I wasn't a club DJ. It was just a mobile DJ.
Not exciting.
I know. I know. I let you down. I'm sorry.
Next on my list is extreme sports camp. So if you think of your skateboarding, your BMX biking, things like that. And even you get your little Razor scooters. Obviously, your camp would need some kind of like ramps and things like that to make it exciting. Mm-hmm. I know back in Peoria, they have an entire like outside for people to do BMX biking and things like that. So if you can go somewhere close that has something like that.
Like a skate park kind of thing? Or
a skate park. They had a huge like outdoor BMX course.
Wow.
Nice. It was really nice. But yeah, it would be something fun. But
you know, something I would add to that. I'd probably go with, if it was I think extreme sports, you're also looking at like bungee jumping. Stuff like it. But it would be cool to do it as like a wheels camp or something like that. So you've got the skateboard, you've got the BMX, you've got roller skating or rollerblading, and you can do RC cars and that type of stuff. And especially if you have a BMX place, you can do the RC, like the off-roading and stuff. That'd be so much fun. I would do that kind of camp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think like, I guess for extreme, I was thinking X Games.
Yeah. That's true. Cool. All right. My next one is emergency services camp. And I talked about this, I think, in our last episode, but basically, you bring in emergency service people, which military, fire department, search and rescue, police. You can do any kind of law enforcement, really. And then this would be for teens looking at a career in emergency services. Mm-hmm. We did this at one camp, and certain activities would be like you can go on an optional run in the morning with the Marines before breakfast.
No, next question.
I'm out. You were talking about how the fire trucks have to empty out their tanks.
Mm-hmm.
In this one, we had 2 hoses, and the kids would line up, grab the hose, and there was a ball suspended on this wire, and you had to go back and forth. So
like
you're
opposite.
Yeah, exactly. But and the other, you're getting soaked because the water from that team is coming over to you. So that was a lot of fun. They also had a junkyard bring up, I think, 4 or 5 junk cars, and got to use the jaws of life to open them up.
Yeah, that's cool.
So things like that. you cleared a room with the law enforcement looking for a perp in there. You got to talk over the what are you laughing at?
Looking for a perp.
I know the lingo. I watch law shows and cop shows, but now I fully lost my, they had a police car and you got to get over the loudspeaker and the car in front of you. The kids learned how to tell them to exit the car, get on the ground, and then they get to go and handcuff them. So there was a lot of things. And then at the end, you talk to recruiters or people who, like, here's the steps you would take if you were interested. And here's the best way. Should you go to college or should you right out of the high school look to get into it? Are there teen programs for this, like the Police Explorers, that type of thing, or ROTC? And what is that all about? So it was a really neat program, especially for the inner city kids that went through this. So, emergency services.
My next one is a mystery camp or even like a detective camp. Campers would be amateur sleuths. They're solving puzzles and mysteries and like kind of the whodunits type stuff all throughout the day. And then you can even do bring in some forensic science experiments or doing like the fingerprinting and stuff like that with them, kind of teaching all that stuff. But I'm like, as a person who likes escape rooms, this would be another fun camp to get all those little puzzly things. And I would totally enjoy that.
You could play like a camp-wide Clue, like real life Clue game.
Yeah. Yep. Your mystery trail's already there. There you go.
Yeah, that'd be fun. My last one is drone piloting. So if you've got a lot of space and you can do this, you can have them learn how to not only do drone photography, but you could do drone racing. There's a lot of kind of drone stuff you can do. Just learning how to do the drone and how to keep it in one spot. You've got a week's full that you could do, obstacle courses where they have to fly through a hula hoop and that type of thing. There is, to become a licensed drone pilot is a big deal. It's like FAA, you are like a pilot. So there's a lot to go into that. And it'd be fun, especially the racing. The kids would get a kick out of that. And you might need to put a lot of money into it because they're going to crash. Get the little baby drones.
I crashed mine when I got it. So
yep.
It happened. Last on my list is a fitness camp we were calling it a Spartan. But all about fitness and kind of the Spartan workouts where you think
were not leading these.
It was, in fact, it was a guy that worked at like the gym in town. A gym instructor.
Oh, okay, cool.
So he called us wanting to run the camp. We're like, yeah, let's do it. Let's figure it out.
Did you have the big tires and they had to push the tires over?
I say I'm not happening because I'm, at least as far as I know, happened. I'm left. But it was something we were talking about and he was looking at it. He had talked about even building some of the ninja course almost, climb the rope. And get over the wall and things like that. So I'm like,
you could even have, you heard of the Spartan races. You could have rock climbing in there. You could have all kinds of stuff, but it could be, you could market it as if you're a high school athlete or a middle school athlete, and this is good training because you're working all your muscles. We're doing fun stuff. You fill that camp real quick. Yeah. Cool, man. Yeah. All right. Part two.
40 ideas total out of these
holy moly.
And like we were saying before, it's a great way to maybe bring in some extra campers, a little extra income, reaching kids you're not reaching right now.
You can run this the same time as you run your traditional camp, because you're not going to get hundreds of kids for these,
and you can't, because then you can't really focus on the different specialties well,
right? So cool, brother. We'll see what happens next episode. We're not sure if it's going to be the magazine or the after hours, but or a guest. Who knows what we're going to do? Keep you on your toes.
Surprise.
Awesome. Cool.
Then until next time, from around the campfire, this has been Kurt and Chris. Thanks for listening.
See ya.